State University of New York Chancellor Christina Johnson is nearing the end of her tour of all 64 SUNY campuses. On Thursday, two Hudson Valley campuses were on her agenda, SUNY Sullivan and SUNY Orange. I spoke with Chancellor Johnson about her tour and much more.
These visits allow me to speak with presidents, faculty, staff, and students. So I have a particular rhythm usually around a campus visit. I spend some time one-on-one with the president. I spend time with the faculty governance leaders. I spend time with the student leaders. I spend time with the president's executive leadership team. And then I like to get a tour of the campus and get a feel for it, you know, what the vibe, what's the buzz. So that's really the particular focus.
Community colleges embark upon workforce training to equip students with the skills specific to their communities.
When I visited other community colleges, like when I was at Clinton Community College, I got to meet the Advanced Industry Manufacturing, our AIM program. And that is a 30,000 square foot facility, all state of the art, welding, CNC machines, machining, 3D printing, where students come in, as you said, get trained, go right into a local industry. So it'll be interesting for me to see what are the local industries to Sullivan and Orange, and get an idea of what kind of programming that the community colleges are doing in order to help build a workforce in the area.
When it comes to federal higher education policy, some presidential hopefuls are waving the banner of free. One is Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, whose plans call for canceling a portion of student debt and eliminating the cost of tuition and fees at public colleges. Her Senate colleague from Vermont, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, says all public colleges and universities should be tuition-free.
Well, we have, as you know, in the state of New York, the Excelsior Scholarship Program and TAP, the Tuition Assistance Program. So in the state of New York, we already have free tuition for individuals under $60,000 a year, and we have now with Excelsior free tuition for individuals this year will be at under $125,000 a year. So TAP, with the Tuition Assistance Program, is for individuals with household incomes of less than $60,000, I believe. But Excelsior is free tuition for incomes less than $125,000 a year. So, you know, so then you have to say, it's working pretty well, because it was a very clever, I don't think that the governor gets the credit he deserves on this, because I'll tell you what it does and what we're seeing even in the early days is it's requiring students to be pretty focused. They come in order to keep the Excelsior scholarship, they need to do at least 15 units each semester or 30 units for the whole year. So that allows a little catch up in the summer. What that means is those students are going to be on track to graduate on time with less debt. That was brilliant. That was brilliant. And we're already seeing the retention for our community college students is 10% higher, no, 15% higher from year one to year two, which means next year, when we look at the graduation rates, we should see much higher graduation rates. So I think that we're already ahead of the game here in the state of New York, and we can inform the rest of the country, which is kind of our theme, right? One campus informs the system. New York should inform the country.
But is there a problem with all free? Does that financially burden the state? Johnson says there is more to learn about the idea. She says for individuals who cannot afford to attend college, helping them makes sense.
So here's the problem. In order for us to stay up, and this is where the U.S. should never, ever cede leadership to anyone on any front, whether it's technology, our values, our democracy, we need to continue to be the beacon to the world. The only way we're going to do that is to invest in staying on the cutting edge. So that investment needs to come from somewhere.
Earlier in April, H. Carl McCall announced his plans to retire as chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees.
Oh, my gosh. You know, here's someone who's given 50 years of his life to public service, from the comptroller to being the ambassador to the UN. Being a state senator, 12 years on the SUNY board, 8 years as chair. He's been a great ally, a great partner, and a wonderful friend, and I'm going to miss him. And he's not going to be that far. And I have a feeling he's so active that he's still going to be everywhere, which I love. But he's been terrific. He's been a marvelous partner, and he cares deeply. I mean, he was there today with our students at the Chancellor's Award for Student Excellence, giving the keynote remarks. And here's what he said. He said, you're the generation that, you know, should focus on justice, green, and Oh, inclusiveness, right. Because he's also been a champion for diversity and inclusion, and he's made a huge difference. So, yeah, I'm going to miss him.
Johnson says the state budget was good to SUNY and helpful for community colleges.
The legislature, in a very quick period of time, really locked onto the idea that the community colleges are really countercyclical to the economy, right? So our enrollment went way up when the downturn of the economy and the Great Recession. Now the economy has been doing well, the enrollment is down. But in order to be prepared, just like we were talking about before, the investment so that you can pounce on new programs and training for a workforce for new industries, they got to be ready to move. They've got to have already developed the curriculum, the program, so the students can come in. They've already got to have the labs ready, like that AIM lab I was telling you about at Clinton, and whatever I'm going to discover at Sullivan and Orange. So what we were seeing is that the revenue coming in was on a per-student basis, but the expenses have a fixed and a variable component. So whether 10 students come into a lab or 100, you still have to have a lab, you still have to turn the lights on, you still have to pay the rent and the debt, right? And you still have to have a faculty member and tutors. So there are a certain amount of fixed expenses. Now, you have some variable, too, that are on a per person, but we had a mismatch between the revenue and the expense side. So the legislature, in great wisdom, said, well, we're going to put a floor, so we're going to match that. We're going to have some of the revenue be fixed and some be variable. That was great. I mean, that was tremendous.
She speaks to the capital portion.
I mean, we received $550 million in critical maintenance. We own and operate 40% of the state's buildings. So when we talk about the climate change goals that we have to be 100% electricity by 2040, that means all our buildings got to be run off of clean energy. That's only 20 years from now. So fortunately, we're already working on that, but it is more expensive right now. It will be cheaper in the future.
On the heels of Earth Day, April 22nd, Johnson says SUNY has lowered its energy usage by 18% since 2011.
We set a goal in the next, I would say, 2 years to source 100% of our electricity from green sources. So right now, we've reduced our carbon footprint from 1 million tons a year to 770,000 tons per year. So even though we've increased the physical footprint by 50%, so we're on track to meet the governor's goal of 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, and also to reduce our carbon intensity 20% by 2020.
And with this comes opportunity.
So our colleges of technology and our community colleges, that's something that we will be looking in the future to start, are some of these workforce training around, so weatherization, energy efficiency. So that's really, we have 7.5 million homes in the state of New York, and we need to weatherize every single one of them because that will cut down the cost. With a $5,000 investment per home, we'll cut the cost by a third of energy, which will be a pretty good payback. But that's pretty intensive to go and get every single home in the state weatherized or apartment block. And that's going to be block by block. And that's where SUNY could be really helpful because we've got a campus within 30 miles of every person in the state of New York. So what keeps me up at night is I know we have the potential to solve really big problems. And it's, you know, making sure we do that.
Christina Johnson became SUNY's 13th chancellor in 2017. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.